Okay, it's 7 p.m. and do I hear a motion to begin the meeting?
I make a motion to begin the meeting.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Do I hear a second? Thank you, Commissioner Resendez. First thing on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance, and then we'll do a moment of silent prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. The only person we have here. Do you have any, ma'am? Do you have any questions or comments? Okay. Just you want to get to the U of L game? Okay. The November 18th, 2025 city meeting minutes were posted, were distributed. Was there any other corrections that need to be made to them? If not, do I hear a motion to accept the minutes?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Beville. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right. The November 2025 city financial reports, again, were posted on the website and distributed to the members for review. Was there any corrections anybody saw that needed to be done? If not, do I hear a motion to accept the financial report for November 2025?
I make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Bedell. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Thank you, Commissioner Resendez. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
The invoices are being reviewed. Okay, the legal, what we have this month is we've discovered, because we got a piece of mail saying that we had some unclaimed funds over at the Treasury Department. So I have prepared a letter so that our city treasurer, Dan Small, could get the authorization to complete submit. So the letter basically says, to whom it may concern, the City of Worthington Hills City Commission approved during the December 16, 2025 City Commission meeting that our city treasurer, Daniel Small, is authorized to complete and submit claims to the unclaimed property or property fund on our city's behalf. Is there any problem with that? Do you all agree? If so, do I hear a motion to accept this letter for use?
I'll make a motion to accept.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Thank you, Commissioner Resendez. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Do I need to mail this?
No, he gets a copy of this one for the city file. Okay. Now, for old business, we brought it up last month, but I decided we'd wait until this month. This is election year, so that we can make adjustments to the commission's pay. We have till May 1st to actually approve the ordinance. I didn't bring an ordinance or haven't started the amending the ordinance, but I wanted you all to bring up what would be a fair amount. I mean, we talked about 2 years ago, we talked about $50 increases per month. Or do you want to just jump it up to the from 400 to 500 beginning in January 27th?
Well, $50 is not much of an increase.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Okay. I'm just bringing it up because all we have to do is amend the ordinance, and it just takes an initial read and a second read. But I just wanted to bring it up so that we can get some input on it. So I will go ahead and make the amendment for $100 and have it available for us to do first read on. Is that okay? We'll, you know, again, it doesn't have to be, it has to be voted on as a second read prior to, by the April meeting. So I just wanted to bring it up and get it on the table. All right. All right. Nothing on the welcome, Commissioner, ambassadors. Radio communication check.
Channel 11 tonight.
Channel 11?
Mm-hmm. I have one thing. Oh, we've talked about the last month or so that the lights are out on Dickerson Court, the street lights. Mm-hmm. The one on the corner is now on. And it's the old yellow. And I thought when they got fixed, they would be white. So I wonder if it came up on by itself, because the one on down the street on the curve is still off.
That I don't know. This weekend I wasn't able to do my street light check. So
I was just letting you know. And then I think one of the spotlights on the entrance at Westport Road is out. That shines on.
Yeah, the spotlight is gone.
Oh.
Yeah, the actual spot unit itself got hit by a car.
Oh.
And Harold found it laying on the rocks there, I guess. He put it up on the rock wall, and Dennis and I were on the way to the mailbox, if I remember right, and I saw something laying on it, so I got out, found out it was that particular light. So I have the light, but it's been broken off at the pole. We don't know if the light works or not, and then I think it was a couple weeks later, it was starting to rain. I'm like, maybe we ought to tape up them wires because it was hanging.
So, but LGD doesn't provide.
No. Well, it's hooked into our electric bill.
Right.
Okay, it's not their responsibility. We
the fixture. They don't take care of the fixture.
Right. Right. I figured we get on that in the spring after we get past the snow in case somebody else wants to hit it a second time.
And as far as the color of the lights, they didn't guarantee they would replace them with the white lights.
Okay.
They said that once they run out of the old lights that fit our lamps, then they'll start replacing. So I've seen where some are bright white and then some are still the amber color.
And it may have gotten fixed and they didn't stick around to make sure that
I've
other
been
one.
I've calling and I just spoke with them when I did my last street light check. And they said that they were still waiting on parts for those two lamps.
Yeah.
So.
Thanks.
Anything else for old business anybody want to talk about? If not, we'll move on to new business, which I have none. Anybody else got a new business they want to talk about? If not, then we can move along to the commissioner reports. And who would like to go first?
I will.
Thank you, Commissioner Bibbo. Go ahead.
On 12-1, I talked to Ryan Carrier about the weather forecast and the schedule for treating the roads, after which I updated the commission, and I also will continue to post information on Nextdoor since I can't make the information available to the homeowners on the webpage. I talked on 12-2, I talked to him several times during the day, at which he would call me with updates about treating and plowing the road. I forwarded his invoice to the clerk on 12-4, on 12-8. I spoke with him and sent an email update on the road treatment plan. I forwarded Commissioner Moffin the comments I received from a homeowner about the yard waste. 12-11, 12-13, and 12-14. There again, he called, followed up on the status of the work and conditions of the roads, and then 12-15, I forwarded the invoice to the city clerk and reviewed the minutes and the finances in preparation for tonight's meeting. That's it.
Thank you, Commissioner Beville. Commissioner Moffin, you want to go ahead, or are you still working? All right, Commissioner Resendez.
Property Commissioner report from November 19th to December 16th. On December 4th, I received an email from a homeowner complaining about a neighbor's junk that is attracting water. I replied back to her to report it to Metro 311. I drove around the city to check the landscaping island. Lots of snow, obviously, but no other issues. That's it.
Thank you, Commissioner Resendez. Commissioner Metcalf.
Commissioner report, safety report for 12-16-25. Farrell City on multiple occasions. Mayor Coleman with the post office each Friday, except for 12-12-25, which was on Saturday. Conduct the radio checks after last month's meeting using Channel 10. We conduct radio checks tonight after meeting using Channel 11. On 11-27-25, issued parking permit 4004 Northumberland Drive. 12-2-25, issued parking permit 4721 Lunenburg Drive. On 12-13-25, issued parking permits to 4004 Northumberland Drive. That's it.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Commissioner Moffin.
Okay, 11-17 and 11-21, email from Christian Fire regarding the yard waste pickup. 11-23, email from Commissioner Beville. I asked about Christian Fire, the email had been answered. Commissioner Beville replied to Ms. Fire, the email. 11-24, I emailed Thomas Slade with Everfax asking for an update on extending yard waste pickup. Connor returned my response by phone. He said that he would talk to operations and get back with me about dates for three more pickups. Mayor Stone and myself and Connor decided to resume yard waste pickup for three more dates, December 8th, 22nd, and January 5th. I replied to Christian Klein's email giving her the dates of yard waste pickups. I replied to Jill's email giving her the dates of yard waste pickups. Voicemail from Ms. Hitchcock in regards to a large item pickup. I returned her call and left a voicemail instructing her what to do. Voicemail from Carol Campbell in regards to yard waste pickup. I returned her call and gave her the date of the next yard waste pickup. Email from Karen Creasy in regards to yard waste pickup. I replied and give him the dates of the yard waste, the next dates for yard waste pickup. Email from Roger Kaiser in regards to yard waste pickup. I replied and give him the dates of the next yard waste pickup. 12-5, street light check, light out at Lindbergh and Boyden Court. 12-6, recorded the light and out to LVD. 12-8, email from Commissioner Beville regarding yard waste pickup. And Commissioner Beville answered that email. 12-16, attended city meeting, read the summer emails, and will participate in the election.
Thank you, Commissioner Moffin. Is there anything else? If there isn't, do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Do I hear a second?
Come on, Carol. We may have brought her. I'll second it.
Well, I haven't heard a second yet.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Commissioner Beville. Y'all have a blessed evening. It is 7:14.